So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Tim Stearns, any idea? Did you know that one or no? That was a real, that no, was a head scratcher.
That was. I did not know that one.
Yeah, exactly. I did like the guess of boomers, though, although our boomers are going to keep going a lot longer than 10 years, Tim. And I guess that's the point, isn't it? Why we have you here. Boomers are going to live for a long time. They may not have the money for it if they don't chat with you, huh?
I would agree. You know, that the article that we were talking about earlier is very eye-opening, that 51% of them think they're going to outlive their money.
51% of people think they will outlive their money. Mm-hmm. That is a shocking stat, but I don't think it's all that incorrect. I think there's a lot of people that are going to outlive their money unless they make some pivotal changes here in the last few years, right? Before retirement.
I would agree. You know what I'm seeing a lot of is people having short memories of markets going down and being really aggressive in their portfolios to get to some certain point on this mountain of money that they think they need to their own detriment. And the one thing that we're trying to tell people to do is get a plan so you don't have to sit there and take undue risk.
Ooh, what do you mean by that? You mean like I've got a number in mind and I know we're on the mountain climbing on up it and boy, good times ahead and I'm not going to sell or change anything till it gets there?
Exactly. And you know, everything be darned, they're just going to try to get there. And it's scary. You know, there's a couple that I work with that are older and they're getting ready to retire and they have 80% of their money at a different advisor in the stock market.
80% in equities.
Yes.
Yeah, someone texted in one of your first appearances saying that they had 87% in equities, and then the market dropped about 14%. Now, it has recovered in their defense, but I think some of those dead cat bounces, as they're called, have fooled us a little bit, Tim Stearns. Would you agree that we're so used now to quick rebounds that we have forgotten the lost decade of not all that long ago?
It's truly false confidence. It's not a real thing. You know, everyone thinks that, you know, it's just going to keep going, you know, pour more gas on the fire, it'll keep going, and I highly disagree. We try to manage for risk, and, you know, these people that are just trying to reach for the stars at all times to their own detriment are really scary. I think these people don't understand what they're playing with.
We talked in that article, too, about the age that people would love to retire. 58 was the number. After this break, Tim, we're going to talk about maybe how some people can try and get as close to that number as possible. And if you want to reach Tim, 800-640-2256, 800-640-2256. TJ Stearns is the name of the company. It's a Tuesdays with Tim Stearns. 58 years old, Tim Stearns. That's what the survey says that people want to. And in fairness, it's what people want or they say they desire of when they would retire, the age of 58. I don't have the number in front of me. I know the average retirement age is in the 60s, low 60s. Oh, yeah. Do you meet many clients that get to retire at 58?
Not really. Nowadays, the big push is that they can't do it because of health insurance.
Mm. Oh, like the cost of it. They stay on their, meaning they stay with their job just so they don't have to independently pay for insurance to close the gap before they reach a certain age?
Until they reach Medicare, yes. We've seen a lot of that.
What year is Medicare again? Is that 65?
65 years old.
Yeah, so a lot of people at 62, 63, hanging on to jobs simply because the cost, as we just talked about in an earlier segment, they're skyrocketing in the open market.
It is crazy, you know, and we're seeing, you know, 58% of people are retiring earlier, and some of it's due to health, you know, employment getting reduction in force or family. And only 21% are saying that they're stable when they retire.
I think the biggest tip for someone to retire by 58 is to find a way into a time machine, Tim. And I hate to say it that way, but honestly, it's the, and maybe this is something to pass on to your kids and grandkids out there. I mean, those first few years, they make such a difference in your long scope of things, don't they?
Well, I, in that article that you and I had talked about, you know, if you retire, they showed a person that was spending about $60,000 a year, which I don't know where they live to get by on that, but God bless them. Mm-hmm. But it showed that if they retired at 62 years old, they had a 64% chance that they could that they'll be able to last in retirement. On the other hand, if they waited three more years to age 65, they had a 92% chance that they would make it through retirement.
Wow, so those last 3 years make a difference. So yes. So do the first three. On average, surveyed Americans say you should start saving for retirement at age 27. Mm-hmm. But a lot of reports say that if you can even start at 22, 23, those make huge differences. It's like one more round of doubling if you can give it another 8 or 9 years when you start earlier.
Well, you don't miss what you don't have. Two of my sons are in the business world, and I had them pounding money away into their Roths and then just a savings account and that type of thing the minute they got good jobs.
Yeah. The separate report, this by Transamerica Institute, says that Gen Xers and baby boomers began to save for retirement at ages 30 and 35, but Gen Z and millennials have started to save earlier at ages 20 and 25, which is great. I wonder what the difference is, Tim. Is it because, you know, boomers and maybe Gen X too, you know, they grew up on their parents had pensions. Maybe
yes.
They started in pension jobs. The 401k was new, and maybe it just wasn't hammered into them as much.
I think so. I think that has a lot to do with it. And now the new world is, you know, most kids don't even know what a pension is. And, you know, 15% of society has pensions. So it's kind of a dinosaur that's still out there.
Right. So unfortunately for Gen X and baby boomers, you're kind of caught here in the middle. So if someone walks into the office and you sit down with them, or your new office, by the way.
Yes.
Tim Stearns. Are you all
yes.
officially moved in, by the way?
Tomorrow, technology, we're going to go live. So, yes.
Oh, I like
it's
that.
Exciting. Yes, downtown Arlington Heights.
Yeah, that's right, baby. TJStearns.com, where you can see more. You got to post some pictures. I think I saw one on one of your, on your newsletter you sent it out.
Yes,
there.
We did. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations on that.
Thank
if someone
you.
Comes into the office, what are the first questions you're asking them when they say, "What you're, is? Do you ask them first and foremost, when do you want to retire? What's the goal here?
I mean, usually when people come in, that first meeting is all about them telling us what's keeping them up at night. That's a lot of the impetus. You know, they're worried. They don't have a plan. They worry. You know, 64% of them are more worried about running out of money than dying. So if that tells you anything. So a lot of times we let them talk, and then we see if we can help them. And, you know, I was on a Zoom today with one of your listeners, and we can help her, you know, and she needed a little fine-tuning. Her advisor wasn't really showing her any love, as they say. So she really liked how we made a nice report for her that showed the shortcomings of the other advisor, and she's moving it over. So that's good.
Good work. 800-640-2256 is where you can reach to Tim. Yeah, because, and we've talked about this, Tim, I feel like, you know, I'm growing a pile of money on this side right over here. This is great. This pile mm-hmm. of money is getting, mine isn't, but it will one day, hopefully, getting pretty big. And yeah. I think a lot of people, and that's a great start, but I think a lot of people go, okay, well, now I'm just going to pull money off the top.
Right. And the big thing is, even when I was little, my parents made me put money aside, right? But they never, to this minute, my mom's 95 and still a huge fan of yours, John. But anyways, to this day, we've never talked about how you decumulate effectively. You know, how do you take the money off? How much can you take off? That type of thing. And that's where a protect and grow blueprint comes in.
Let's say someone hasn't built up a pile of money. They're really maybe, I mean, they were raising kids. They were working multiple mm-hmm. jobs. They were trying to make it
sure.
work. That's the story of this country these days.
Yeah.
And they're coming into the office at the age of 50, and maybe they've started this process. I mean, is it still possible to ultimately retire? Can you find ways? I mean, you can't make money just grow off trees, but I imagine you get customers like that who just want some help to even get started.
It seems almost like it's someone who's coming in for personal training. You know, like they want to get back into fit. You know, being a fit person. And so what we do is we'll set them on a kind of a regimen that we're going to tell them this is how you're going to get to the point where you can retire down the road. It might be a couple of years later than you want it, but that's kind of what the game was, because you were taking care of your children or life happened, as we say.
I love the personal trainer aspect of it, because we all could use one of those. And you keep them honest, right? I mean, I imagine that's part of it. If they say they're going to stick to this plan and you want them to be a part of it, obviously you're a nice guy, Tim, and you'll do it in the nice way, but you're going to let them know, hey, look, here's what our goals are. Here's what happens if you don't make these goals. Here's what happens if you exceed these goals. And you kind of lay it all out for them.
Exactly. And I was a coach, and I,
right.
I raised three boys. So I think I can tell them exactly the straight truth.
Yeah, absolutely. Who should be calling you, Tim?
anyone out there who needs help, that, you know, needs a plan, and how to get to, you know, the promised land, which would be a great retirement that can last 30 plus years.
Okay. How much do I need in my account to call you?
We just need nice people to call.
I always like that, and I always set you
it's
up for that.
True story.
Well, it's one of the first things you told me, Tim, and I always appreciated it. Just chat with Tim. You're going to lay out a plan. If someone wants to go with you, great. If not, I know you're a friendly guy. You'll give him a handshake and say good luck. And
absolutely.
I love that about you, Tim. 800-640-2256, 800-640-2256. Anything else you want to add, Tim?
No, John, I appreciate you having me on, and we'll talk in a couple weeks.
We sure will. That's Tim Stearns of TJ Stearns, and have fun at the new office, okay?
All right. Thanks, John. Take care.